Yeah, definitely. I think there's one where a pre-snap read, and I'm not thinking that the guy's going to be open down the middle of the field because it's cover two and it's a busted coverage. So, sometimes knowing what the defense is going to do can hurt you because when they mess up, you can't make them pay for it. But other than that, I think even in the run game, I think we improved from last week in Jacksonville. I know it probably didn't look that way, but we're just one guy off on a few plays from really busting some big runs so I think if anything, we made improvements from last the Jacksonville game, and that's what you got to keep continuing to do. Yeah, I mean you have to be consistent. You have to be more have a better sense of urgency, I think, and realize that we're not just a team that people underestimate anymore. We're 4-3. People know we're going to come in and play hard. You can't just go out there and think that we're going to creep up from behind some people. So I think we just got to continue to get better each week, and I think we got better from Jacksonville to this game, and we got to get better from this game to Tampa. Yeah, and that's the difference between Jacksonville and yesterday is we had turnovers in Jacksonville. We couldn't capitalize on it. So I think this week, even though some were field goals, I think over every off of every turnover, I think we probably scored points. And obviously the big one coming with Dante's big hit on the fumble, and then I think it was four plays later we're in the end zone. So it was good to get that going. And I think even after that happened, our offense as a whole, whether it was running the ball or a few passes, we moved the ball better after that. So for us as an offense, we got to know that we play better after we perform well, and just go out and perform well earlier on and get the confidence going and get plays going. Well, I mean, big plays. I mean, you hit Hawk on an off schedule, really a scramble play where I stayed in the pocket. He made a great move and broke back out. And then, I think the next play after the quarter change, we hit Dre on the boot, and then you go run and then come back with a touchdown. I mean, two big pass plays right there, put us in position to score, and we capitalize on it. And then, they come back out, they fumble the ball, and then we punch two running plays back to back and punch it in there. So there's 14 points off turnovers right there, which is huge. People are going to continue to try to take the run away because that's what we do. I mean, we're not going to just run the ball four or five times and if it doesn't work, abandon it. We're going to keep going because that's what our offense is. And if we can do that, people still have to honor the run game, and that's where the play action passes, show up. And even, spreading it out a little bit. I mean, we opened the game yesterday in two empty passes. That's not something people probably thought we could do. And I think the beauty of this offense is you can attack from a bunch of different ways, but I don't think we'll ever get away from our core scheme. Well, I think sometimes you got to be smart. You got to realize your defense is playing well, and you don't want to have to force things and just, take what it is and don't force things. Make plays when they show up, and eventually good things happen. And I think, for me, I saw our defense was dominating. I saw that they were playing really well, and yeah, we weren't running the ball, and yeah, we were moving the ball. We hit some play action passes, but we weren't getting into the end zone. We settled for field goals. But I think in a game like that, you realize that, those field goals can be the difference in winning a game. And, we come back and score two touchdowns late in the game. But, at that point, you just got to be smart. And as frustrating as it is, you just got to hang in there and be mentally tough and just realize, keep doing what you're doing, play smart, and good things will happen. In this, if anything, this shows that it's on a week-to-week basis. We lose to Jacksonville, come home and beat Oakland. You just got to take it one week at a time. Thankfully we have another home game coming up and play Tampa Bay, and we have to be, move on to them real quick. It's a lot different defense than we've seen throughout the entire year. So, you can't worry about that kind of stuff. Yeah, I mean, those guys have stepped up even, going back to earlier in the year. We feel really confident about our entire tight end group, and we'll see what happens with Jordan. But, those guys stepped in and did a great job. I mean, Dre has a big catch to set us up for the touchdown. I mean, those guys can block and, go out in patterns. So, we feel real comfortable with them, and obviously hope we get Jordan back as soon as possible. Well, it's easier. I mean, if you want to load up the box and let us take shots down. I mean, the one thing that we do have going for us is we take shots down the field. So if you want to do that, then, it's pick your poison, because we've shown that we can hit those throws downfield and get big plays. So, for me, I don't see it as a disrespect or anything. I think it's more of a respect for the scheme of what we do. And I think everybody knows Kyle's history, the way he runs this offense. And, for me, it's like how I played yesterday, just, take what the defense gives me, be patient, and good things will come. Yeah, obviously. I mean, when you lose a game that, you're supposed to win, and you get beat. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. You just want to come back and get a win, and you know, regardless of how it happens, and make progress. And I think that's what we did yesterday. So, yeah, we feel good, and I think you know, you just take that and realize these next two games, we have two games in 11 days, so we have to make the most of these next 11 days, and realize that after that we almost get a little bit of a bye, so we have to be all in for these next 11 days, and you never want to look past anything, but know that we play Tampa Bay, and then it's a quick turnaround to play at Cincinnati.